Good morning, guys. How you doing? Welcome to the Graham Show, tongue in cheek. How's it going? Today is Wednesday, I believe. I'm in a bit of a daze this week, but today is Wednesday, and it's a good week, and it's going to get better. recording this about 10:30 in the morning, and been for a walk today. Really great weather at the moment here in Massachusetts, and I'm about to go to my office. Got some meetings today, and then to my local Panera Bread Cafe, which is becoming my second office, actually. Great place to meet people. So that's what my day looks like. How are you doing? Hey, let me know how I can pray for you and be a blessing to you. What am I thinking today? Hey, I actually want to continue from just the last video I did with some thoughts on how we can be conformed to God's image. I'll end with those. And I think I have a PDF download of this as well, if anybody's interested in that. But so America's still in kind of post-election fury, wherever people are at with that. You know, one thing I know is God wants us to be, he doesn't want us to get caught in the to and fro of this. I have literally seen people, and I don't use this phrase lightly, but lose their souls, lose their peace over some of this stuff. And, you know, Satan loves it when we live in reaction to the things going on around us. And God wants us to live always in response to what he's doing. You know, I don't want to sound triumphalistic and like, yeah, I never have a problem. But whenever I have a problem, it's because I know I've stepped away from life on a rock, life on the Word of God. And I start living by people's opinions, people's, you know, what somebody's happy with me, sad with me, politics, social media. You know, if you really think about it, social media is really great. They become experts at pressing people's buttons. What they've learned very quickly, you know, if you think back to the early days of social media, it was all about what did you have for breakfast and post a picture of your puppy dog. And quite quickly, what these folks realized is, you'll get a lot more response, a lot more engagement. People will check in a lot more when there's animosity, when there's arguments. And, you know, those things are pure strife. You know, Paul wrote in Philippians, he said, whatever things are good, pure, lovely, virtuous, think on these things. Social media is usually the entire opposite. Whatever things are evil, whatever things are strifeful, whatever disagreements are there. And you will, I say that lovingly, but you will lose your soul looking at that thing. And God lives in a kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy. You know, the fruits of the Spirit are really the environment of heaven, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, lovingness, self-control, temperance, you know. Against such things there are no law. And I just encourage you to live in that place today. And I think we should actually become experts at diffusing situations. I believe that there's something in you and I, the shalom, the peace of God, that should be able to just break through the strife and troubles around us. You know, if you ever, maybe some of you guys have ever, anytime I ever go near an engine, it's like oil just, you know, like jumps to me. You know, you fill your car washer up or check your oil levels or whatever, and maybe you have oil on your hand, you come in and wash it. And sometimes you could get some soap, but the oil is stronger than the soap and it's not really cutting it. But then you get some heavier duty, you know, dish washing up liquid or some heavier thing, and it just simply cuts through that oil and breaks down. And the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of heaven in you and I should cut through every single thing. I really believe that. So I think we should be bringing humor, love, and joy in the atmosphere in heaven into things. And it doesn't matter. Can I say this? The biggest thing, I think Satan's biggest temptation is to be right. Satan loves it when we play the game of, but I'm right and they are wrong, or they are wrong and I'm right. And being right is overrated. Being right is eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil. And that's really the genesis of all religion, is when we think we're right and somebody else is wrong. It's religion is literally, the law is the knowledge of good and of evil. The law says good, bad, do this is good, don't do this. And you know, the danger is we will, and again, I've just seen this in this post-election season happen so much in this social media world, where we're willing to be, let's say we, Some people are willing to be rude with people, willing to be acrimonious, willing to talk down to others. And the justification is, but I'm right. And they may be right, or they may be wrong. Frankly, when we're in pride, we blind ourselves anyway. But my point is, no matter how right you are, never step out of love. When you step out of love, you are not right. You are wrong, I promise you. So, great day today. What's going on here? I believe it's Kathy Kirk teaching at our Wednesday evening service in Sturbridge. I encourage you to go and support her. I believe they'll be live streaming that as well. This coming Sunday, I will be teaching, going to be teaching in Sturbridge in the morning on Hearing God's Voice, starting a new series. And in the afternoon, we have an in-person service in Norwalk, Connecticut at 3 p.m. So go to nef.church website for the details there. Good. What else is going on? I'm starting a new online series later today as well about hearing God's voice. So maybe check back on my YouTube channel for that, Hearing God's Voice, the prophetic, how to navigate those waters. And I have a free download as well that goes with that series. So if you're interested, send me an email and I would be glad to send you that. Good. Well, one last thing as well. Let me run through this real quick. I started talking about this the other day and I actually wanted to put this out on Instagram and I ran out of time. So I began the other day, I think it was Monday, saying God's will for you and I is literally that we would be conformed into the image of his son. That's God's will. God's will is all things will work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, did he predestine that we would be conformed to the image of his son. And in heavenly places, in the spirit, you are already, you've been recreated in Christ Jesus. You carry the imago Dei. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And God made man in his own image, and then man fell. And frankly, man carried. Sometimes people foolishly talk about the Adamic nature. There is no Adamic nature. There is a satanic nature. And it's what literally Paul says in Romans 1, that men cast off the image and likeness of God and began literally forming themselves after, you know, demonic things, beasts, four-footed, you know, all sorts of horrible things. And in Christ, God doesn't restore us to the garden like Adam was. He literally makes us anew. We're not created like in God's likeness. We're created in Christ Jesus in the image. You know, Paul talks about that God would reveal his son in me. And that's literally, so in heavenly places, you look like Jesus. You are in Jesus. You have the nature of Jesus. We're partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4 says. Now, God actually wants our soul, though, to come into alignment with what's going on in our spirit. That literally in the soulish realm, we would equally be conformed into the image of his son. How do we do that? Let me give you six quick things here today to finish with. Number one, what image are you looking at? Here's the thing. If God wants you to change you, God wants you to be changed into his image, what you need to see the image of Jesus. If you're seeing a distorted image, if religion is painting you with an image of God that is weird and twisted and distorted and no longer accurate, if you're looking at a Jesus that's harsh and cruel and mean, that's the one you're going to follow. So number one, we actually need to make sure that we're seeing the real Jesus, not a religious Jesus. Come on, number two, look. Ruth Heflin used to say, you become like the thing you worship. You become like the thing you worship. We are beholding, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed and transformed into that same image, that same glory. So God wants us to gaze at Jesus. How do we do that? Number three, we do it through the word of God. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. So when we spend time reading the gospels, we're spending time with Jesus. When we are reading the word of God, Jesus is the word of God, and we're spending time with him, and we're being shaped, not into the conformed into the world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Come on, number four, worship. The more we worship, literally, as I said, we become like the thing we worship. So the more we worship God, the more we literally step into that image. We resemble the thing we worship. Let me say that again. We resemble the thing we worship. And when we worship, we get transformed. We begin to resonate and reflect the very thing we worship. Number five, in terms of ministry, how we conform to the image of his son. When we step out, when we begin to do the works of Jesus, it's not simply enough. You know, many evangelicals have said for years, well, we want to look like Jesus. What would Jesus do? The little Bangles used to say in the 90s. And yet we need to do the works of Jesus to be conformed into the image of him. So somebody gives you too much change at a gas station. What would Jesus do? Amen. But you see a blind person. What would Jesus do? And that same Jesus, if we want to have the character of Jesus, we should also be reflecting the works of Jesus. Boom. And my last thought to you today is how do we conform to him? Really, we be Jesus to the world. I said yesterday that Jesus comes and he says, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Our job is literally to go into all the world and say, hey guys, when you've seen us, you have seen Jesus, and to bring Jesus into the situation by bringing his love, by bringing his word, by bringing his prosperity, his blessing, by bringing his anointing, by being Jesus in that place. Boom. So what image are you looking at? Maybe it's a time to recalibrate and change and realign your image. Good. Hey guys, well, I'm cheering you on today, wherever you're at. Drop me a line, drop me a comment, give this video, hit the subscribe button if you can down there, give the bell symbol a long press, video a thumbs up, and share this with your friends if you can. That really helps. And I'm going to be back on Friday. I'm doing a live Q&A. So if any of you have questions, especially about hearing God's voice, that's a theme I'm going to be on for the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'd love to hear from you about that. Boom. Thanks for watching, folks. Blessings, glory, and honor from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Bye for now.